It's Saturday.
Saturday.
You know what time it is for?
To be in the park. Remember that song, Saturday in the Park?
Yes.
It was the 4th of July.
I kind of remember that. I just remember. Memories I can't go to.
Exactly. So it's like time for Magic Monkey Mania.
Yes. Reviewing every track of their album, Good Times. We're up to track number 9.
Everybody listen. The Monkees, track 9 from their newest stuff. In 2016, concert, 50 years old. These guys been around 50 years.
50 years. Can you imagine that? I mean, some of those tracks we play on the Springsteen Uniquities, they're hitting 32 and 42, but this is 50 years later.
This is like great-grandma's recipe passed down from generation to generation to generation.
You are very correct about that. So this first track is actually a song called Little Girl. It's a song that Peter Tork wrote for Davey to follow up I Want to Be Free, but it never had any music recorded for it. It just sat on the shelf for 50 years.
Wow.
I think it's a great song. It's just basically Peter Tork on vocals, very little instrumentation. Let's just jump into it.
Jump into it.
It's a pretty good one. Sung by Peter Tork, and of course Davey was supposed to originally have done that song.
One of music's greats passed away before that, but I'll tell you what, I kind of like this version.
Yeah, well, it's one of the tracks, the music sat on the shelf for 50 years. They didn't record any music, and they just did it now.
50 years makes sitting it, on the shelf, makes, that's amazing.
It makes it good for another full circle thing on this album.
Yeah, and plus it makes you think about, imagine if they hit one of those bunkers and they found the stuff from people in the 50s that hid underground and stuff. What would you find? All that? Would you find anybody dead, number one? Would you find food? That's a song you would expect to find because it was just perfect for the time.
It's almost folky. Almost,
exactly. Sort of like. I love that. Folk music.
So you're going to like, I think you're going to like track number 10 on the album. This is a song written by Noel Gallagher of Oasis.
Oh, wow.
And Paul Weller, these are both, everybody knows who Noel Gallagher is in Oasis. And Paul Weller is another British performer. But together, they wrote a new song called Birth of an Accidental Hipster. you're like this. It's sung lead by Nesmith with Dolan's on backup in harmonies.
Wow.
Jersey Mike,
that last little beat when I thought you're going down, they put that thing and they put a little pep in your step. That should be going on, like you said, at the EDC. Accidental hipster 2016. The EDC is going on 11:30 at night, the last two nights. This is the last night till 8:30 in the morning. I don't know how these people do it. I couldn't do it. I'm getting older now, I'm a nerdling, that's it. But I'm not an accidental hipster, but I'll tell you what, there's a bunch of them out there, boy.
Yeah, I can almost picture actually that last tag of the song being in the closing credits of the Simpsons episode where Homer and Flanders come to Vegas, get married to the two hookers.
Yeah.
But then as they're driving home, and that song playing in the outro credits of The Simpsons. I could picture that.
Did you see Las Vegas get some kind of sandstorm or that beautiful sky we seen last night?
Yeah.
Seems like the evil's hanging over here. Just wild here. But I love that. Ned Flanders and Homer Simpson just driving off.
Driving off, doing what they do. So, track number 11. This is one, okay, this is one that goes back again, okay? This is when the music for it was written and recorded March 9th, 1968. It's called Wasn't Born to Follow. It's written by Jerry Goffin and Carole King. You know who Carole King is? I feel the Earthquake song.
Oh, okay,
She co-wrote this song. The song was done in 1968 by the Byrds. They gave it to Roger McGuinn and them. Carole King did it on her own in 1980, but here it is updated with extra stuff added to it with Peter Tork singing it.
I wonder if they pass each other along what they're passing along in the EDC.
Wasn't Born to Follow or Pass That Along.
Wow. Songs we've done so far on the Magic Monkey Mania, I think I love that the best, because that to me symbolizes a turning in your life. Like, you hit your 50s, you're successful, you had a business, you had a long career, you like you used to see, like you said on the Easy Rider
you're at a fork in the road, but you don't need to take the left or the right.
No, I'm you just keep 180 going straight
and go the other
way back. Or whatever. Exactly. Some people want to go maybe a little camping, just enjoy nature. It's summertime, it's like, you know, you're getting older, but that's what it symbolizes to me, you know? It's just like
a simpler time,
yeah,
almost.
Yeah, wow.
Before the song cut out there, I said, I would like to put that on a bumper sticker. I Wasn't Born to Follow. That would just be a good bumper sticker.
Yeah, that really is, because it's, you think about it, going through the mountains of West Virginia and those places I've been through. On a bike, or you're driving, you know, you're coming home from work, or you just say, you know what, I had enough, I'm divorced, I'm just taking off and going wherever
the
world leads me.
No responsibilities.
That's it.
I'm finished.
I really like that song, I think, best on the Monkees so far.
Of all the tracks we've had?
That's really awesome.
Well, in this podcast, we're kind of 9, 10, 11, and 12 are tracks that are getting featured with Nesmith and Torque. So this next song is a Nesmith song that he brought to the album called I Know What I Know. It goes back, he actually demoed it on his website, Video Ranch, back in May of 2012.
Wow.
So it's been around for a few years, but it's still, it's primo Nesmith, wow. I gotta say. I Know What I Know.
Thing I have to say is watch who comes to your door through your peephole. I just saw a little version of Woody Allen knock on my door, show me 25 texts to a girl that doesn't even give a fuck about him.
So anyway, that song, I'd say I'm glad Nesmith brought that to the Monkees album, because it's almost, I could hear Dylan, I could hear Frank Sinatra sing that, I could hear Tom Petty sing that song. It's like a 1940s, an old RKO microphone. It just brings a lot to the album altogether.
You know what? That's one of those things, like you said, that you can... I actually can see Elvis Presley singing that in a version.
Ooh,
of
yeah.
An older song with him in his early 50s touring.
Yeah.
You know, like with... What do they call those things with the pant legs and stuff? Not the zoot suits. You know, like your watering, whatever you call them. Oh, man, the pants, they call them.
The high waters?
Yeah, high waters, yeah. Put the cuffs up. I could picture that, like, you know, something.
58.
Yeah, something like that.
But that's what Nesmith is good for. So this is here, and we're at an end of tracks 9, 10, 11, and 12. So next time, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Hey, guess what? Nerlings can count. You graduated high school.